Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. You all know DraftKings is not only my favorite sports book, but it's also America's top-rated sports book. I love it. I know you will, too. And listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure to use code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $1 into $100 in free credits. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Wager paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number one. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's a brand new week, Dustin. It is June. And I'm not sure there's ever been a month in recruiting like what we're going to see in this month of June.
I really do think this setup is unprecedented. Just all the things that went into it. Most of all, 16 months without campus visits. Everybody's trying to do the same thing right now. And it really is a pretty incredible race across the country to get kids on your campus, get back to normal, roll out the red carpet, and actually do some recruiting. And I know we might get into this later, but Penn State was more adversely affected by all this stuff than I think most programs were.
They were, but it seems like they're coming out with guns a-blazing here in June with this first opportunity. And yes, I know other schools are doing similar type things. But at least so far, Penn State, they've already had a good start with their 2022 recruiting class. And what they have scheduled for the number of players coming in, they seem to be in really good shape. And there seems to continually be good news coming out. One of the let's go to the top item here, at least in the past weekend or so, was Keenan Nelson. He's a cornerback from Philadelphia, very good recruit, big name for Penn State to bring in, and he was scheduled to come in next weekend for his official visit, but he just showed up this weekend on his own. That's pretty big news, isn't it, Dusty?
I think that seemed to ping the radar of Ryan Snyder from Blue White Illustrated and Sean Fitz from Lions 247 both. And if it pings their radar, it should ping everyone's radar. This is a meaningful act. For him to not be able to wait to take the visit that he planned to take can only mean good things for Penn State. A lot of people thought that he was a Penn State lean anyway, and this was just another gesture that made people kind of double down on that. And it makes you also makes you kind of wonder if he holds up and he visits again this weekend, is he in now commitment territory? And to me, he very well could be.
And we all want that instant gratification. Have them show up in Happy Valley and that same day make the commitment. That's not how it always works, but you have to look at these indicators. And showing up on his own dime, coming in this past weekend when he's scheduled to come in again next week, has to be a very good sign. There's also, Dustin, been a lot of the players come away from these visits singing the praises of the staff. And it's very easy to say, oh, I loved the visit. That was a great visit. And we as fans immediately say, we're going to get him. That's not exactly how that works, is it?
And I think it's fair, and we'll tackle this a little bit more later, what fair expectations are for this stretch, because there's a lot of guys who aren't really anywhere close to making any kind of verbal commitment. There's a lot of guys who are taking visits all through June and are close enough to think that maybe a July commitment is coming one way or the other. But you know, there's so many benefits beyond that to this type of weekend. Penn State's ability to roll out the red carpet is really high up there when it comes to coaching staffs and making kids feel on these busy, busy weekends like they're all a priority. Takes a lot of coordination, a lot of effort, and a lot of thoughtfulness from Penn State staff, both recruiting and the coaching staff and James Franklin. And I think for weekends like this, you can really see the machinery of Penn State recruiting that you're able to successfully, just from a logistics standpoint, get all these guys in, because it's not just weekends and it's not just recruits coming in for visits. There's camps, there's all kinds of kids coming through. For Penn State to be able to do this without what I have seen much of a hitch is a big win. And a lot of these players, regardless of where they're at on the commitment spectrum, came away with much better vibes about Penn State because they were able to see it and experience it and get that family feel that every kid who comes there seems to talk about. You can't really get that on a Zoom call.
And also remember, there's a lot of kids that are coming in that don't even have offers from Penn State yet. They're looking to impress while they're there. And Penn State still seems to have that ability to make each of those players feel special. Speaking, though, of players showing up, talking well of their visit, very important recruit, and that's Drew Shelton. He's the tackle. He's at IMG for his final year of high school. And it's been indicated that he's still making visits. So when a kid's still making those visits, it still makes you wonder how committed. Are they 107% committed or not? And Drew Shelton, he did come in. It was, I believe, his first time actually meeting Phil Troutwine, the offensive line coach, in person. And he came away saying he was impressed. How much value, how much stock do you place in his comments, Dusty?
I think it's not just him saying that he was impressed. It was just the jubilance that was present in everything that he was saying about his visit, including a lot of time spent with Phil Troutwine. So I think it was just all the different things he was saying and why it was positive was more important and more notable than him just saying, oh, it was a positive experience. And you do kind of have to keep recruiting this kid. He's down, you know, he went from being at Downingtown West to IMG. And so you have to kind of try to keep him within arm's reach the best you can. His ears seem to be open to other schools and other opportunities. And so his verbal commitment, it matters, but Penn State still has to protect this thing. It sounds like this was you couldn't have asked for a much better start than this visit, because he's still got another one coming, I think, the weekend of June 18th.
And a little bit later this week, we're going to be talking to T. Frank Carr about that left tackle position. He places a lot of value on this recruit. It's so important, positional value, that potential left tackle, the next really good one for Penn State. So he's an important recruit to keep. But he's not the only offensive lineman that Penn State's been talking to. Ryan Brubaker, another Pennsylvania recruit, highly thought of offensive lineman. He has finally made it in this past, it was a midweek visit, I believe. But just as another example, he has other visits, Stanford, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. Sounds like he must be a smart kid, Dusty. But he's also an example of a kid. He's taking advantage of all those visits all in this 1 month.
And I think he's in this camp where he has done as much due diligence as he possibly can without the actual act of being on campus. And he's one of those players, and I think Nicholas Singleton is in the same category, who's a Penn State target from Governor Mifflin, where this is the last piece. I've got a good feel for what I'm looking for, and all I need yet is just to see all these kind of side by side. And I think there are some benefits after going from no real visits to the floodgates opening up. I think there are some benefits for these guys to do them all in a row, so you do have a fresh comparison as you're looking to make your final decision. And I think Brubaker is in that camp where these visits, he's taking them rapid fire, but I think probably for a reason. And I think he's close to knowing where he would want to commit to. This is just the last piece of the puzzle for him.
What it also, though, is an example of why you probably on most of these guys, you aren't going to see them visit Happy Valley and that day or the next day make their commitment, because they do have other visits going on. So the timing might be a little bit more into July. Make all those visits, get home, regroup with the family, then make that decision. Right, Dusty?
That's right. Yeah, I think, you know, get this last piece of information and then go about your business. You should have, you know, these players could have, you know, everything they need to make their choice. So we'll see. And that's why, you know, recruiting gurus seem to think that early to mid-July, when a lot of these kids are, after wrapping up their visits, will be ready.
A couple big names to remember, Dustin, that came through are Keon, is it Saab or Saab?
I think it's Saab, not like the automobile.
Okay, let's go. Keon Saab, he's a five-star safety from IMG, but originally from New Jersey. And by the way, what kind of team must IMG have down in Florida? Incredible. And Sean Murphy, a four-star linebacker from Virginia. What could you tell us about these two guys?
Well, Keon Saab is a really talented kid. One of those kind of ideally built to play the safety position. Penn State's in his top six. There are other big name schools, obviously, in that mix. He seems to be giving a legitimate look at this school. And I think part of that comes from his mid-Atlantic roots in New Jersey and the relationships that were started early on. I think he told 24/7 Sports last week that nobody's been recruiting him longer than Penn State. So I think Penn State was in early, and that's helping them along now. Anytime a kid is in the South with a lot of SEC flavor in his top schools, it's hard for me to believe that Penn State will get him. But there's a chance here, and this is the kind of kid who could be a transcendent talent in this class. And I think with Murphy, just quickly, any linebacker on the board right now, there's three or four good ones, should be watched pretty closely, because I think that's a position that Penn State will be targeting and will want at least one high-profile guy in this class.
Some other names in the news are actual commits. Ken Talley, Tyrese Mills, Caden Saunders, all very important recruits, Dustin.
And I think with Saunders getting him on campus, Ken Talley is 107% locked in, as he put out that message a couple weeks ago. Tyrese Mills, the safety from Lackawanna, his first time on campus, as far as I know. But I saw a picture, you know, these guys seem to be happy with the choice that they've made. Drew Aller was also in the picture that I saw of Caden Saunders for Mark Brennan's daughter, Grace. So, it just looked like a good vibe up there. And it's nice, I think, to get some of these commits on campus to help lure in some of these other guys too.
Yeah, you can't underestimate how much you can't overestimate how important it is for these players recruiting each other. It's so important, and that's why that whole IMG vibe, that must be interesting to hear the conversations among those teammates down at that school. All right, Dustin, that's it for quarter number one. We're going to continue this whole June recruiting conversation in quarter number two.
DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside. Pick any basketball team still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.